Today on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, he continues moving us through the spiritual seasons of life, and it's now harvest time.
Jesus, in Matthew chapter 9, looked out on the people lost like a sheep without a shepherd. And he said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest that he may send out workers into his harvest. Now, what does that mean for us today? It's a direct shot at your heart and my heart to say, are we involved in the Lord's harvest? Are we working the field for the Lord? Are we involved with planting? Are we involved with reaping? Or are we just on the sidelines, just sitting around?
When you think of the word harvest, what comes to mind? Plenty? Blessing? Joy? The fruits of your labor? Well, all of these adjectives can describe a harvest, but there's much more to the biblical concept. You've joined us on From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve today in a powerful message called Harvest Time. He explores the truth about what is the real harvest we should be working on and the spiritual blessings that will follow. This message is part of Pastor Jeff's timely three-message series called Seasons. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1, for everything there is a season and a time for every purpose under heaven. If you are in harvest time, spiritually speaking, it's time to get busy. Open your Bible to John chapter 4. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve to describe the spiritual joys of harvest time.
In John chapter 4, Jesus talks about the harvest. Jesus went in John chapter 4 to Samaria, to a city called Sychar. He went to Jacob's well, and he had to go there. It says that it was necessary that he went there. King James, he must needs go through Samaria. The Jews didn't go to Samaria. They hated Samaritans. And Jesus told his disciples, I have to go to Samaria. And they went straight up north into Samaria so he could meet with the woman who had five husbands, and the one she had now was not her husband. But Jesus came to talk to her about her soul. And there was a great harvest that took place in Samaria in the city of Sychar that day. And God, the Father, energized him and refreshed him as he talked to this woman and did the Father's will. And then he says in verse 35, do you not say, there are yet 4 months and then comes the harvest? A common proverb in that day. You plant at seed time, 4 months later, then comes the harvest. But Jesus said, behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields that they are white for harvest. Already he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for eternal life, that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this case, the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored and you have entered into their labor. So in this passage, Jesus talks about seed time and harvest. He talks about sowing and reaping, and we want to look at this thing called the harvest time, the season known as harvest. Three lessons about harvest time. Lesson number one, harvest time is a time of joy. It's a time of joy and it's a time of rejoicing. The scripture says this in Isaiah chapter 9, you have enlarged the nation and increased its joy. The people have rejoiced before you as they rejoiced at harvest time, as they rejoice when dividing spoils. Psalm 126 talks about, it's the psalm about sowing and reaping. And it says, he who goes to and fro sowing, carrying his bag of seed, will come again with a shout of joy, bringing his sheaves with him. And so it's a time of rejoicing. Now here's the thing about harvest time. The waiting is over and the fruit has come. Do you not say yet 4 months and then comes the harvest? Harvest time is exciting because the fruit has come. The grain is there on the stalk, and the grapes have come, and the apples have come, and the corn and all the different things that they would grow, the olives, that has come, and it's ready to harvest. It's the harvest has come in, and it is awesome. Listen, you may be experiencing harvest time in your family, in your business, in some aspect of life. Don't miss out on the rejoicing. Don't get so looking so far ahead that you forget to smell the roses of what you have right now. Enjoy life. The Bible says that God richly supplies us with all things to enjoy, and the Lord wants us to enjoy harvest time. So it's a time of joy. Second lesson about harvest time. Harvest time is a time of expediency. Jesus said in verse 35, "Do you not say there are yet 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields that they are white for harvest." It is harvest time in Samaria, in the city of Sychar. That's what he was telling them. And when you read the chapter, you find out that whole city comes to Christ. They declare Jesus the Savior of the world. And so there was this harvest that was taking place. Now, here's the thing about harvesting. Harvesting time is a time where you gotta make hay while the sun's up. Time is of the essence when it comes to the harvest. You can't wait on harvesting. You can't say, well, you know, I'm not really feeling it this week. I'll get it in 2 weeks. Man, when the fields are white to harvest, you gotta get after it. It's a time of expediency because time is of the essence. There is a window of opportunity to harvest that crop. And if you don't get that crop up, if you don't get the grain in, if you don't get the fruit off the vine or off the trees, then it rots on the trees. It goes bad on the vine. And if you miss that window of opportunity, you missed it. And all that work that you put in for seed time is wasted because you didn't work for the harvest and you didn't work the harvest. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 5 says this, "He who gathers in summer is a son who acts wisely, but he who sleeps in harvest is a son who acts shamefully." It's a shameful thing to waste the harvest. Man, when everything's ripe, when the fields are white unto harvest and you go on vacation, that's a shameful thing because that's the time you need to get after it because you just have this window of opportunity. I was interested to find that listening to sermons, so many pastors that I've listened to, you know what they say when they came to Christ? 17. I was 17, high school senior, when I came to Christ. We need to devote lots of resources, lots of time, lots of energy in children's ministry and in high school ministry. Why? Because that's the time that so many people tend to be open to the Lord. If they wait, you kind of miss that window of opportunity. Doesn't mean it's impossible to be saved. We've had people close to 80 get saved in our church, but it's harder. And you don't hear as many stories about people who are older in life coming to Christ. Hey, there is a window of time in there. You know, when you sense someone is ready to hear the gospel, you don't wait. And listen, if there's somebody that the Lord puts on your heart to talk to that person about Jesus, you need to do it. Don't put it off. Don't say, well, maybe next week or maybe next month or maybe next year, that'll be a better time. Do it now because you don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Do not boast about tomorrow, the Bible says, for you do not know what a day may bring forth. Time is of the essence. So you got to make hay while the sun's up. And you know what else about the expediency of the harvest? Assistance is needed. Assistance is needed. Now, in our day and age, you'll see these huge harvesters with these giant blades that go and they run through and they can clear a field in no time and they're spitting that stuff out so quickly. Well, they didn't have that in Bible times. And so if you had a farm of any size and it was harvest time, you needed help because you couldn't get it up all by yourself. When it's harvest time for corn, you know, you and Junior can't just go out there and say, okay, in 6 days, we'll get all this. Man, you got to bring in a lot of people to help you because there's the fields are wide unto harvest and it's harvest time and there's so much work that needs to be done that we need help. Jesus, in Matthew chapter 9, looked out on the people that were coming to him and they were lost like a sheep without a shepherd. And he said, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest that he may send out workers into his harvest. Now, what does that mean for us today? It's a direct shot at your heart and my heart to say, are we involved in the Lord's harvest? Are we working the field for the Lord? Are we involved with planting? Are we involved with reaping? Or are we just on the sidelines, just sitting around? And if you want to have a good church experience, a positive church experience, one that is very fulfilling and satisfying, then get off the sidelines and get involved and roll up your sleeves and put your gifts and your talents and your service to work for the Lord and say, I love kids. Let me get involved in the children's ministry. I love babies. Let me get involved helping with the babies. Or I love students. Let me help there. I love to teach God's word. Where's a place where I could help? Or maybe you're a good singer. Or maybe you're just an okay singer, but find your place in the choir or playing an instrument. Whatever God has gifted you to do, find your place and plug in. And so we all work together. Assistance is needed. Beseech the Lord of the harvest that he may send out workers into his harvest. Are you working? Are you plugged in? Are you involved? Are you serving? It'll be a blessing to you. And then lastly, lesson number 3, harvest time is a time of reward. Jesus talked about the reward. He talked about the labor because harvest time is laborious time. He cuts the wheat and then he binds it in sheaves and then he hangs it up to dry it. So you cut it, you bind it, you dry it, then you have to thrash it, then you have to winnow it to separate the wheat from the chaff. Then you have to grind it. There are a lot of steps. There's a lot of work, but it's worth the work because of the reward. And harvest time is a time of reward. Verse 36, already he who reaps is receiving wages and is gathering fruit for life eternal, that he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. That means to be full of cheer, rejoice, to be full of cheer together. But it's labor that pays. Wages, that word wages in verse 36 means pay for service. It pays to serve Jesus. It really does. Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain in the Lord. It pays to serve Jesus. It pays every day. And it pays for you and for me to share with people the good news of Jesus, to cast seed and to see that seed. Listen, if you cast enough seed and if you share Christ with enough people, you're gonna hit harvest time with somebody. And eventually it's gonna be harvest time. And the sad truth, Greg Laurie shared this statistic. He said 95% of Christians have never led another person to Christ. 95%. They're not involved in the harvest time. They're not opening their mouth. They're not sharing their faith. And God wants you to open your mouth and share your faith and talk to people about Jesus. That's what we're here on this earth for. Jesus said, you shall be my witnesses. We're supposed to witness. We're supposed to share. We're supposed to talk to people. There are people, I guarantee you, there are people that you walk by on a weekly basis at work, at school, wherever. You rub shoulders with them. That person is ripe. That person is ready. That person has an open heart. That person is ready to receive the word. That person is ready to trust Christ. But we're not thinking like that, so we're not sharing, so we're not praying, so we're not in tune with the Lord. And the disciples, and they're like, why are you talking to this woman? They didn't see what Jesus saw. Jesus said, look out, the fields are white unto harvest. They didn't see any white fields for harvest, but Jesus did. And in your circle, there are some pockets of harvest. And God says, I want to use you. I want to use you to tell this person. I want to use you to reach this person. I want to use you to invite this person, and they come to church and they can hear the message and trust Christ. And it's not because of something I said as much as it's you invited them. And the Lord worked through all of us to reach that person. Open your mouth. I remember when I was in seminary, I had a car, old car. Bought it. We didn't have a lot of money and at all in seminary, and I had an old car, and I was driving this car, and I was hearing a weird noise, and I didn't know what it was. And finally, eventually, I found out what it was. The wheel, when I had had a flat and put a new wheel on, it didn't put it on quite right. It didn't sync up quite right, and it was working its way back and forth. And eventually, as I was driving in Research Triangle Park, I found my whole wheel come off my car. Not my tire, my wheel. I'm driving along, all of a sudden it's like, hey, I think I need that. And it just rolled out into the ditch. It's like, whoa, and I just went into the side of the road. No wheel, you're not going anywhere. A lady behind me, it was kind of a desolate place in the back of Research Triangle Park there in Raleigh-Durham, and she just happened to be behind me. She stopped as I was out in the ditch retrieving my wheel. She said, do you need some help? I said, yeah, I do. Can you put on my wheel? And, you know, and I said, I need some help. And so I said, can you drive me to get to the phone, to a place where I can call for a wrecker? And so we started talking, and I thought to myself as I got in the car, Lord, out in this back part of nowhere, my wheel comes off. How often does that happen? And this lady is just right there. And I said, you want me to talk to her? And so I began to talk to her about the Lord. And she said to me, you are the third person this week who has talked to me about Jesus. She said, what do you think that means? I said, God is trying to speak to you. And we prayed in her car for her to receive Christ. And see, I was just, other people had planted seed, but I was just there to reap the harvest. And I was praising God. I was like, Lord, take the other wheel. It's okay, you know. What an awesome thing. But see, God uses that. We have those opportunities all the time, but so often we're not in tune to what the Lord wants to do. And when bad things happen, I remember Arthur Blessed, who traveled a lot, he said anytime he had a plane that got delayed or a flight that got canceled, he just said, God, there must be somebody at the airport you want me to witness to. There's somebody here that needs to know Christ, and that's why you had this happen. And so he was just all the time thinking like that. Man, there's such reward when you work with the Lord, when you share his word, when you lead people to Christ. There's nothing better. The scripture says, you talk about joy. The Lord says in Luke 15 with the prodigal son, he said, there is more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. There's reward in heaven. And God notices, and God keeps score, and God watches, and God says already he who sows and he who reaps are receiving and gaining reward and wages that will last for all eternity. You know, when I think about the harvest, two words really jump out at me. Just in closing, two words. Number one, predictability. Predictability. You know, farmers know when they farm, if they're going to plant corn, they know what's coming up is corn. It's not radishes. They're not getting potatoes. They're not getting beets. You reap what you sow. There's predictability in the harvest. Some of you are sowing wild oats. You're sowing seeds that are, as the Bible says, you're sowing to the flesh. Scripture says this, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh shall from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit shall from the Spirit reap eternal life. Hosea says, they have sown the wind, and now they're reaping the whirlwind. They're reaping a storm, a tornado in their lives. Why? Because they sowed the wind in their life. I don't know what you're sowing, but it's a sobering word to look and see what kind of seed are you putting out. Are you sowing to the flesh or are you sowing to the Spirit? Because you will reap what you sow. There's predictability in the harvest. And number two, the word opportunity. Opportunity. because the window for the harvest is only open for a little while. And you and I have to take advantage of the opportunity. And don't let the harvest pass you by. Don't let it be said of you, harvest is past, summer is ended, and we are not saved. One of my favorite guys in all of the Bible is blind Bartimaeus. That guy in Jericho, that blind beggar in Jericho, and he was sitting at the city gate begging, hoping somebody would throw in a couple of coins, just help him out. And one day a huge entourage of people came. There was such a commotion, and he thought, what is up here? Never have we had this kind of crowd coming to Jericho. And so he began to inquire. He called somebody, pulled him down. He said, what is going on? And they said this, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. I believe that Jesus of Nazareth passes by every life. Don't miss him. Because if you miss him when harvest time is there and you sleep during the harvest, it's a shameful and disgraceful thing, and you lose big time. And when they told blind Bartimaeus, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by, he got up and he began to shout, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And they told him to shut up, and he cried out all the more and all the louder. And Jesus stopped for poor blind Bartimaeus. And he gave him his sight and he saved his soul. And the thing that makes that story so critical is that Jesus of Nazareth never came to Jericho again. That was Bartimaeus's one chance, one opportunity to encounter the living Christ. Hey, I don't know what the future holds, but this may be your last shot, your last chance. Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. It's harvest time for you. You need to respond to the Lord, and today is the day. You need to let go and say, Jesus, I'm coming to you to receive life and forgiveness of sins and your Holy Spirit.
Maybe you've determined after listening that you could be in the harvest time in your life, but you simply don't see any fruit for the kingdom. If that is true, today is a day that can change your life. You can realize that you were made for His purposes, and it's time to surrender and give your life to Christ fully. He asks that we all sincerely come to Him, broken because of our sin, and call upon His name to save us. If you feel God speaking to your spirit, asking you to come in, then, right this moment, you should put your faith in Him alone by turning to Him right where you are. Ask Him sincerely, Lord, come to me. I surrender all to you. I repent of my sin, and all of my life is yours. If you'll do that, Jesus will come in. That's a promise from God, and you will never, ever be the same. To find out more about that, go to fromhisheart.org, click the Why Jesus link. Well, you heard part two of the lesson today, Harvest Time, from Pastor Jeff Shreve and the series Seasons, and you can find out how to get the entire series at fromhisheart.org. The lessons included in this three-message series, Seed Time, Harvest Time, and Winter Time, Growing Old God's Way. It's a moving and timely series you can find on our website resource section. Or call 866-40-BIBLE, 866-40-BIBLE. When you do go online, if you'd like to make a gift to support From His Heart this month, we'd say thank you by sending you Pastor Jeff Shreve's 8-message series, Do You Want to Be Blessed? How to Experience the Goodness of God. It's in multiple formats and yours for a gift of any amount. Call 866-40-BIBLE or go online to fromhisheart.org. Our time is up for today. Thank you for being with us. I'm Larry Nobles, inviting you to join us again next time when Pastor Jeff Shreve will again have a message of real truth, real love, and real hope for you right here on From His Heart. From His Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember that no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more about that when you go to fromhisheart.org.